You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Woo!
Woo! Yay!
Hello, guys. How are you? Bing is for doing. And I think I'm going to ice skate home tonight because hell has officially frozen over. All four
officially.
Of us are here tonight.
I know.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
We got a full house tonight. So if you guys are tuning in, this is the after show for the Real House. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Oh,
this is the after show.
A little too much.
A little. No. This is the after show. It is Sunday. This is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And we're so glad you guys tuned in. And I want to remind you to check us out on iTunes, rate us, comment on us. We love seeing your comments. Tell your friends. Tell everybody you know. Post it on Facebook. We're really excited. And also want to let you guys know that there is a new iPhone app for podcasts. So it's going to make it even easier for you guys to tune in and, you know, find your favorite podcast for Keeping Up with the Kardashians on AfterBuzz TV. So check that out. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my lovely co-host. Like I said, it's a full team tonight. And I'm so excited because I haven't seen you guys in a while.
I know. I miss you guys.
So to my left.
Hey, guys. I'm Susan Hahn. You can tweet me at it. Susan Hahn, ITSSUSANHAHN.
And I'm Adria Theoretis, and you can tweet me at Adria Theo.
And with the swollen lips over here, I'm Giselle Ugardi. If you've seen the episode already, you know Kris Kardashian had a fat lip tonight.
Jenner, whether it was honey,
oh,
Jenner.
Kris, oh my gosh, Kris Jenner. I can't handle this. I can't. This hurts. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is so attractive, Giselle.
It really hurt. Okay, Kris Jenner had a fat lip, whether it was an allergy or makeup or who knows, maybe a botched lip injection in the Dominican Republic. We don't know, but I was just poking fun at her for that. But I'm Giselle Ugardi. You can tweet me at Giselle Ugardi.
I was waiting for something else, but
Bing is for doing.
Yes, Bing is for doing. And you guys, I'm Deanna Vaughn. You can catch me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV, and you can find me on my website, GoToGirlTV.com. All right, so let's dig into this episode.
Really,
oh, that really hurt. I'm sorry. So if that hurt for you and you just had that in for 2 seconds, think about how badly Kris was hurting.
Well, she didn't have a fake thing in her lip. She had, like, either a prosthetic or she legitimately had a bigger allergic reaction.
What the
reaction.
Hell is that?
Look at that.
It's just a piece of paper.
Okay. With saliva all over it.
Great.
Right
lovely. Anyway, let's dig in.
So this is bigger without it.
This is part two of the Dominican Republic vacation for the Kardashian clan. And it looks like, you know, there's no shortage of fun and hijinks on this trip.
Never.
This was a fun, lighthearted episode. Would
always,
you guys think?
Sure. Never a dull moment.
I mean, the family, they have a lot of fun. You have to admit.
They do.
Phones, please.
Did I hear a phone?
Someone's tweeting me. People are watching.
Oh,
I always live tweet during the show. You can always tweet me or any of us. That's why we have our phones out.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet. But yeah, continue.
No, the family has a lot of fun. I love how
they do.
How Robin, what's his name? Scott?
Robin.
Scare? Rob?
Rob. Oh,
and
Rob and Scott.
Rob and.
Chris is keeping up with the Kardashians.
There's water in there, girl, okay?
The New York and you's coming out because you're going there.
Yeah, the New York is coming out for sure. Scott and Robert,
and Rob.
How they scare the little girls. That was cute.
That was fun.
That was a very Big Brother thing to do.
Yeah.
And mind you, how lucky are these friends of Kendall and Kylie to be going on the family vacation in the Dominican Republic and on camera?
I'm sorry, but when I was like 15 or 16, my body did not look like that.
Well, nowadays with hormones and all kinds of crap in food, girls' bodies are looking like that, unfortunately. So
good for them.
It's scary.
Good for them.
It happens.
Yeah.
okay, so Bruce was pissed a little. He was
Okay, so we're coming off of last week's episode was when, you know, the whole, you know, at dinner, everybody basically kind of told on Chris. Mm-hmm. And that's when Bruce found out that Chris was attempting to go see her ex, Todd.
Right.
Now, I feel for Bruce. And mm-hmm. we've talked about this a million times before, but he is always the last to know about everything.
Right. Always.
And it just makes me feel so bad. In such a horrible way
to be told about it. Like, Courtney should not have done that.
I mean, you know, they do think of him as a father figure, but a lot of times they don't. And
is really unfortunate,
which
because he's been in their lives for a long time.
But you know what? At the same time, the whole family up and left the table and left Chris by herself at the dinner table.
They're on his side.
Because they are on his side.
And I was glad to see that solidarity for him because he deserved that.
Yeah. So although, you know, they do keep things from him, you have to know they're always rooting for him. They're Team Bruce because they know that sometimes their mom could be a crazy bitch. You know?
I get it. But I think they take him for granted. And I don't think that they do enough to show him that they care and that they're on his side because he's just always the last to know about everything.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Did you guys watch the Oprah?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that.
The Oprah.
Yes. I have it TiVo in
the
right
interview
now.
With the Kardashians.
Yes.
Number one, I'm going to say this one time and one time only. Mm-hmm. I have a new fondness for Kim Kardashian, and I'll tell you why later.
This
I'll
is surprising, coming from Susan Hahn.
We'll get to that
but
later.
But about Bruce, Oprah was such a fan of Bruce. She was he was like an Olympic triathlon gold medalist. Decathlon. Like, he was the shit.
And
this is the first time that I saw Chris take a back seat. Because she did not see a peep when it was Oprah with Bruce and Chris. She was just
give him his moment.
Yeah.
And he got his moment, especially by Oprah. Oprah was definitely giving him some props. And they did touch on the whole Chloe Bruce. Marriage wedding thing. And he was so hurt. And he was hurt. And, you know, they touched on that and how Bruce kind of felt that, you know what, I've been their father. I've known Robert since he was 3 years old. And so he did express his hurt, and they...
And not that I want to get into this right now, because we're going to dig later, but I did think it was interesting, because it was definitely one of those moments where Bruce was revealing, you know what, when I found out that Chloe was engaged to Lamar, I found out on television.
Right. Yeah.
That was eye-opening, because sometimes we don't know what the truth is, mm-hmm. you know, because we get editing, and we see so many different things, so I thought that was interesting that he brought that to our attention, that that was really real.
Yeah.
When he found out on TV, that's when he found out. Right. So that was wrong, you know? So I thought that was interesting, too.
But I think, you know, I think part of, you know, what makes Bruce so appealing is that he is always a voice of reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he's not always in all of the drama. He's not always in trying to get the attention.
Right.
And I think that's part of what, you know, he has his head on his shoulders.
Well, also,
he has the humble pie. He had his time to shine. He was the party boy. He was the newsbreaker for the longest time, and now he's the family man.
Well, mm-hmm. also, he mentioned in the interview with Oprah, there's a reason that we don't see all of his Olympic jerseys, his medals. He's like, I don't want to put that pressure on my kids. And you know how we always notice, how come Bruce's shit is never...
On display.
But mm-hmm. he's the one who addressed it to Oprah and said, I don't want to display my stuff. I want my kids to become their own human beings.
That's interesting.
I mean, not
that would be a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, your dad was, you know, an Olympic legend. You know, and, Brody, what are you doing? I'm sorry. but, you know, I did.
And over the past few episodes, you know, he's been so close with Brandon. He wants Brandon to succeed so much with his music. And I don't know. I was kind of iffy, you know, before those few episodes because I didn't know if Bruce talked to, you know, his other kids.
He does.
They didn't want to be a part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. They just don't want to be around the cameras. And it's just so cute. Like, they're like the little Brady Bunch. Like, they're so cute. Yes. Like, and Bruce just like loves everyone and like is just there for everyone. And he said that he goes to every one of his concerts. Like, he's just there for everyone.
Right. Well, let's dig into this episode a little bit more because in this episode we see, you know, obviously the family's having a lot of fun. They're on vacation, but there's a little serious part of it. I think Scott finally, you know, has his moment. You know, we see him really kind of break down. We see him share. We see him care. there, because last week, and I believe the episode previous to last week, that's when we see where Bruce and Scott kind of had a little friction. And I think for the first time, Scott is opening up. So what did you guys think about that? Did you think it was authentic?
Well, I'm going to reference back to Oprah. Scott admitted to Oprah saying that he's so insecure. He's an only child, and his parents have had a very, very, very hard time conceiving. And they let him know every single day of his life that he is a miracle child. So growing up as an only child and being praised by your mom and dad, like,
Oh my God, you are a king.
Yeah. Hello. You know, that's why he is the way he is. And Oprah was like, well, you know, like, you were like the most hated person. He's like, well, have you seen the last two episodes? Like, they like me now.
They love him now.
But you know what's interesting? This is what Oprah said. And I thought that it came up again in this episode. She said, you're considered the black sheep of the family. And she said, funny enough, you know, I heard this phrase a long time ago, but it's been said that whoever is the black sheep of the family, they're the ones who are actually the most sensitive because they're absorbing like all of the stuff from everybody else.
Right,
and he said, you know what, Oprah, that's true. And he even made reference to it tonight in this episode, saying that he's very sensitive. You know, he doesn't always let his emotions show. So I think that's really interesting, because what we thought Scott was, and like tonight he really broke down and he's showing us a different side. You know,
I'm really glad that he has been opening up a lot more. And this isn't the only episode. You can tell over the last season, even before that, the insecurities that he's had about Courtney. And I think now more than ever, we really see the extent to where he said, I'm really scared that I'm going to wake up one morning and she's not going to want to be with me over one stupid little thing.
Right.
You know, and I thought it was great that he opened up to Bruce, because I think they need to really have that solid father-son relationship, even if it's not on paper.
Yeah. Right.
And I loved seeing Scott open up that way, because we always see him being funny and being sarcastic and being witty. And so for him to finally admit that he was scared, I loved it. I love Scott. My friends and I now have this like saying, the WWSD, what would Scott do in a situation?
Yeah.
So I was so happy to see it. And I'm still like, I want to shake Courtney and be like, your relationship is never going to be perfect. And I feel like that's part of what marriage is about accepting each other's imperfections and just working through it. And they have been for the last, you know, what, 6, 7 years?
Right. Yeah.
But they're cute together.
Yeah.
They're really cute.
Like how he like he reenacted The Notebook last week.
Oh my god.
Or a few weeks ago. Like he's just so he's trying so hard, and he's tried so hard for so long, and she just keeps it in. I don't know.
But you know what?
I want her to try harder.
I think, I mean, now, I don't know about you guys, and we can go around the table, but like my parents have been married for 45 years. Mm-hmm. You know, are your parents still
35
together?
Years.
Your parents still together?
They're on their way to 40.
Your parents?
No.
Okay. So maybe you can speak a little bit to this, but I think for someone who's come from divorce, I think it might be a little more difficult to, you know, commit to marriage, and, you know, because you've seen what divorce does to a family, you've seen what it does to children. So she might be scared to like take that final leap and you know, change things and marry him. So
and she's talked about that.
Yeah, she's talked about it.
Because she was the oldest, and she was the one who went through it and kind of, you know, helped her younger siblings get through it. It was a really hard time for her to see her parents split up.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it all stems from that.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
I see that, but at the same time, it's like she's already had the kids.
Yeah.
So they're already apart.
I get it. I get it. I do.
It's kind of like you just have to live. You just have to live your life.
I think that this one's just a personal preference thing.
I do. You know, I think she's seen a lot of like heartache with divorce and the father dying, so she might be a little gun shy about.
Yeah.
You can, but there's still hope for anyone. You know, there's always that hope. And you know, her and Scott have that connection. They're having children now. They're not just having a child.
But even that, I mean, Bruce, you know? they have a solid family. They actually have a really solid family. They're really close. They always, if you notice, they always do that peak and that whatever thing at the end.
The peak and the pit of my day.
Yeah, that's cute. They always do that. That's and, nice. You know, they spend a lot of time together. So they have a solid family. So we can't blame the divorce.
Because they wouldn't have had Bruce in their life. Right. They wouldn't have had, you know, Kendall and Kylie. Exactly. There's a lot of, you know, what ifs and positive things that came out of it.
Personal. Right.
And I don't think it's so much about, like, the actual marriage thing, because I can see that there are people, especially today, that they have the personal preference of, like, well, it's just a piece of paper.
Right.
Or, you know, well, if gay people can't do it, then I don't want to do it. There's that argument, too. But I feel like it's simply the gestures. It doesn't seem like she's opening up enough emotionally to make that commitment. And it's funny because it used to be that it was the other way around.
Right. I know.
That Courtney was wanting wanting Scott to make the commitment, mm-hmm. whether it was not even as like an engagement, but just in a relationship.
Right.
So isn't that so how all relationships are?
How the tables have turned.
Ugh. Tables are always turning.
Speaking of tables,
do you think you can buy a table on Amazon.com?
Hell yeah.
I bet
yeah. you could. Yeah.
Do you think you can buy a table on Amazon.com? Well, AfterBuzz fans, we've got this fantastic affiliate program from Amazon.com, and all we're asking you to do, if you would ordinarily be making purchases of tables or books or handbags or electronics on Amazon.com, what we're asking you to do is go to AfterBuzzTV.com, and we've got this fancy little banner for Amazon.com. You click on that, and you make your purchases that way. And what happens is we get tons of little kickbacks. It keeps the lights on. It keeps us giving you great new shows and hosts and all kinds of fun things. And it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Win-win, right? Win-win.
Love the applause.
Applause. All right.
You probably buy all the scenes of the Kardashians.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, it's good. Oh, so back to men, which has a personal meaning to me right now, but we don't need to get into that. But anyway, moving forward.
I'm in Loverville, population two.
I was in Loverville, but not anymore.
Do you know what I have to say that, Tiana? Oh, hell to the no.
Hell to the no.
Get your butt out of there. Get your butt out of there.
Thank you.
Because he don't know what he's missing.
Surely not this.
All right.
This is my girl. Coming for you. Mofo.
Coming for you. You see that?
Sorry. Don't let the cuteness fool you.
The Jersey girls are coming out. Yeah. The Jersey girls are coming out. It is Sunday.
All right, that was good. All right, so moving on.
Okay, can Kim stop looking at herself?
Oh, she loves it. She loves it.
She was like staying in bed and just checking herself out.
I'm looking at my booty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, even Oprah asked her. Oprah said, Kim, do you think you're beautiful?
She did.
And her response was, well, I think I'm cute. I would never call myself beautiful.
She says she thinks she's pretty.
Pretty, yes. I think I'm pretty. But I would never refer to myself as beautiful.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I think there's a distinction between pretty and beautiful. Okay?
There absolutely is.
But is
pretty is just an exterior. Like, you're pretty. Beautiful is just like, yeah, inside and out.
Beautiful is inside and out. Beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful is just a
different term. But anyone could be pretty.
Tiana, do you think you're beautiful?
Yes.
I do think I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't see why it's so wrong to call yourself beautiful.
Because I think that's what's expected for her to say.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to like jump on the bandwagon and do what's expected of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Now, did you guys watch the blah, blah, blah? Did you guys watch the interview?
I have it on TiVo. It's like set for me to watch when I get
home. The interview was pretty wowzers for me. I was impressed.
I was too. I mean, there was a part of me that said, okay, everybody's media trained. They prepared for this.
Right.
It's Oprah. Come on. At the same time.
But she was pretty, like, I understand media training.
I agree.
But for Oprah?
There was a part of me that was very, like, I was endeared to Kim. Well, I really was.
I was endeared to Kim, but then I was like, I wonder if someone's feeding her lines through her earpiece.
She wasn't wearing an earpiece.
No, she wasn't. But mm-hmm. I was, well, she could have been.
She's mm-hmm. a smart, you know, she's a smart person. I mean, okay. She's a smart person. She mm-hmm. is. You know, she's been in this industry for a long time. She obviously is making multi-millions of dollars.
Right.
Not just through the show where, you know, there are those reality stars who all they do is make money through the show. And then they have all these random little side businesses that are dedicated to their fans. But she has, like, legitimate businesses, entities, this whole
empire.
She's
a brand.
She is a brand. Her family is a brand. And she is the star of the brand.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I wouldn't be surprised that she, you know, she is an articulate person. She's mm-hmm. having to go to meetings all the time. Her mom
for
is
sure.
Kris Jenner.
Right. Kris
Jenner. And even, like, you know, when Kris Jenner was promoting her book mm-hmm. and she revealed all these secrets in her book. And mm-hmm. she, just the way that she was answering things, I was so impressed. But it's like, you know, we make fun of these ladies and we say that they're stupid and they're trashy and they're, you know, selling their soul.
We don't say that.
But a lot of people, people will say that. But in reality, you have to be really
smart. I don't think anyone ever said that they were stupid. I think that they have said that they're trashy or fame whores. Mm-hmm. But we've never, or I've never really heard stupid. Because that's stupid is laughing all the way to the bank with their motherfucking
audience. Well, there's the famous for being famous.
Well, you know what? Here's what I want to do. Because I think this is great. And I don't want to break it up. But let's wrap up this episode. Okay. And then we're going to dig into more
of this.
Another highlight from this episode was when you took out your prop. Where's your prop?
They hurt really bad.
Okay. Mama Chris woke up to a really big, fat, swollen lip. Now, did we think that was real?
That was huge.
Was it food allergy, or was it like Botox on the go in the DR? What are we thinking?
You know,
I mean, it could have been. But let's hear from the horse's mouth itself, right?
What was it? From the horse's mouth. Okay, this really hurts.
What do we think? Okay, it was hilarious.
To be totally
first of
honest
all.
With you, when I first saw her in her bed, I felt like it did kind of look like maybe she had gotten a little Botox done and maybe something in her lip with a reaction. But when it continued to be swollen like that and it did gradually go down, I started to think, maybe it was an allergy. Regardless, it was hilarious.
It was so funny.
Mm-hmm. Great television.
That's the thing. When you have the question, timing. Was it really an allergic reaction or if it was cosmetic? It's like, damn.
They were,
you know what I mean?
And I'm sure they traveled with their makeup artist. Oh,
absolutely. Kim was in full makeup
the whole time.
Yes.
That's what I said. The makeup was on. Like, I have to give it to her. She always looks fantastic.
Yeah.
There's always like a pound of makeup on. But I'm like, bitch, you are on vacation. Yes. Like,
Well, but if you look at those pictures, you know, or if you look at what they were wearing, a couple of months ago, they were on the cover of tons and tons of tabloids wearing that. So when you're being followed around by cameras all the time, you can't really.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But she does wear the full smoky eye, and not to say that she can't do it herself, because I'm sure she can.
She was giving full face.
Yeah, full face.
To go to the beach. Full face.
Yeah. Full face. Yeah. Just to sit around and lounge.
Like lashes, everything.
Face. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're not mad at you, Kim. We're not mad at you.
She looks great.
She looks fantastic.
Okay, what's up with her ass shaking, booty shaking?
That was awkward.
That was in the YouTube video. Booty but shaking. To your 15, 16-year-old little sister.
Do you want to learn how to booty shake in the water? Like,
she was
is it
popping her booty.
But that's the only place that she could pop her booty, because bitch can't dance.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
And
who can't? Like, in water, I can pop my booty. And I'm Korean. I don't have that much of a booty.
You want to show me?
No, I don't. You got some dollar bills? You got some magic mic money, honey?
Really inappropriate.
You love magic mic. Say it, Giselle. Say it. Say it.
I said that's not the only place that she can pop her booty. I think the whole world has seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Dig.
No, I don't think she was even popping her booty.
No, she was just lying. Yeah, she was lying there.
Well, in any case, this was...
If it's the video that I remember correctly, I don't think she was popping nothing.
Well, there were some things popping in her mouth.
Wow.
Well, I need to stop. I can't help
this. It was a nice, lighthearted, you know, episode. I think we saw a different side of Scott, and I'm glad that Scott and Bruce kind of, like, you know, reconnected, and everybody's they're seeing a different side of him. I'm glad that he was able to be honest with his feelings and talk about it, and everybody, like, sees a different Scott. And Chris, you know, her lip went down, and everybody's hunky-dory, so next week I'm sure we'll see lots of, you know, they're going to be back on the grind, vacation's over, so we'll see a different side of the Kardashians.
I love how, with all of them, you know, like, despite fighting, despite making fun of each other, it's all... They all manage to, like, find their way back to each other, because they do understand the importance of family.
Yeah.
And I love how... When they do make fun of each other, you can't get offended because they laugh at themselves.
Yeah.
It's a term of endearment with them.
Right.
And I loved how Rob stuffed his lip. That was funny. And it was just funny. I loved it.
And Courtney was like, does mine even look like anything? She's
funny.
Her lips are already swollen. She's so pregnant,
She's so cute.
She's so cute.
All right. So are we ready for news and gossip?
Yes.
I mean, we've been newsing and gossiping.
We have. But officially, are we ready for news and gossip?
Let's bring on the news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, well, before I dig in, I have to say, this was like a major week of news and gossip, not just for the Kardashians, but like all kinds of stuff. So, all right, first off, Obamacare, it passed, okay? Mm-hmm. Katie divorces Tom Cruise.
Well, the contract's over.
Yeah, the contract's up. That's another piece.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong, he gets brought up on doping charges, you know, for...
I didn't hear about that one.
Oh, yeah. Lance, yeah. Mm-hmm, Lance Armstrong.
Despite passing drug tests.
Yes, despite passing drug tests. Ann Curry. Did y'all see
Ann Curry? That is
getting $10 million to not host a talk show. Ann
Curry got the boot.
That's messed up.
That was major
news. They did her dirty.
Broadcast.
They did. But I have to admit though, Anne and Matt didn't. They didn't connect. I don't want to spend too much time talking about this. But you know, I'm just saying this was a huge week of news. Right. You know. And finally, you know, the last
Magic
part of our
Mike
news,
came out on theaters.
You love Magic Mike.
But Teddy's number one. The Teddy Ruxpin movie was number one.
It's not Teddy Ruxpin. Have you seen it?
54.1 million.
Don't call him Teddy Ruxpin. He gets pissed. It's just Ted.
Yeah. Well,
from
whatever.
Boston.
Teddy.
From Beantown.
Whatever. So finally, and then last week was Oprah's second part of the interview with the Kardashians. And we've already been talking about it a little bit. And what I like, some of the highlights for me is obviously Oprah asked Kim about her, you know, how authentic is her relationship with Kanye. And Kim insists that her love and relationship with Kanye is real. Marissa, we have there's a clip. I don't know if you're able to play that link, if you can play it. But if you can, great. But there's a clip that we have. But I'll keep talking until you bring it up. And basically, Kim says, Oprah asked her, here we go.
Revved up because you've been friends all this time. Was he comforting you? Was he being a friend? And it moved from that friend stage to...
I think we've always had an attraction for each other, and we've always been in either other relationships or it just wasn't the right timing. Mm-hmm. And one day it just happened, and I'm like, it took kind of took me by surprise even.
Does he fulfill all of the categories on your A-list? Trust, you know, loyalty, honesty, all of that?
He does.
All right. He does. Well, there you have it. There you have it. Basically, you know, that's Kim's, that's her confirmation that their relationship is real. She even says, Oprah asked her, is your relationship with Kanye a publicity stunt? And she says, you know what? It's my heart that I'm playing with. I couldn't sacrifice my heart for a publicity stunt. Do we believe her?
Well, first of all, it wouldn't be the first time. Doesn't mean that I wouldn't believe her.
Okay.
But I have to say what I appreciate about what I just saw. I haven't seen the whole interview. Okay. I have it TiVoing at home. I can't wait to go watch it. Mm-hmm. But normally, when she's asked about relationships and interviews, she goes on and on and on about how wonderful this person is, how blah, 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 blah. So I'm appreciating how it's understated.
Okay.
And I hope that is recognition that she's learning from her past mistakes.
And also because she's still married.
Yeah. Well,
the divorce papers have not been signed, sealed, and delivered.
So that's pretty disrespectful. She's like, oh, you know, the new love of my life. It's like, okay. But she, you know what, she did speak... I wouldn't say highly, but she spoke respectfully of Chris.
She did.
So that was cool.
Something else that came out in this interview, basically she was just saying how she's really grown. Because Oprah asked her, basically, so if this were all to go away, you know, how would you feel? And she said, you know what, I would be okay with it, you know. But a year ago, if you asked me that, I'd be like, oh, you know. Now she's saying that when she does things, when she endorses things, she really does it for her fans, you know, because Oprah said, okay, so, you know, if you tweet something that says, you know, this nail polish is the greatest nail polish, how can I believe that, like, you're not just doing that because you got paid, but, you know, you've really tried this product it's real. And she said, you know what, you know, you could believe it, you know? So.
Well, that was an answer that of course made me a little bit more fond of her. But, you know, with Chloe's answers, it was Chloe's like, this is going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. And she was never, I feel like Chloe was never so caught up in this shit.
Ever.
She was just real. Like, you know, I was able to use this platform to, you know, start other things and, you know, meet my husband, whatever. And Courtney's like, you know, I'm still uncomfortable. I know it might sound really ridiculous, but I'm still really uncomfortable being in front of the cameras. Mm-hmm. But I do it because, yeah, it's a paycheck. And she somewhat likes it, but still very uncomfortable. But yes, Kim was always the one that was like striving for the spotlight. But you know what? There are higher things in you. There are bigger things. So thank the Lord that she's finally like trying to give back. You know what I mean? Because it's, I think that's why she gets such a bad name, is because she could be media trained and she can be told exactly what to say and how to pose and whatever, what to wear a certain outfit.
She's good at it.
You have to be authentic and you have to, you know, we like, the reason we like the people that we like on television is because they're genuine and they give back.
And,
they,
we, and we connect, and with, them connect with them. We connect with them in some way. Right. Moving on. So Oprah also had a little sit down with Chloe Lamar. And I was actually excited to see that because we all know Chloe Lamar, they got married after knowing each other for what, a month? You know what I mean? So of course, all of us were like, okay, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Is this real? Is this authentic? They've been married now for 3 years. It seemed real. She asked him, you know, point blank, are you guys trying to have a kid? Chloe said, yes, we are. And another big piece of news is that Lamar Odom has officially been traded back. Well, not back, but he's been officially traded to the LA Clippers.
No, I think he did start with the Clippers. I think I so, right? I think he was the Clippers for a very, very short time. And then went to the Lakers.
Is he? Okay. Well, but I'm heartbroken. They're back in LA. Good. He's also been touted as one of the laziest best.
Yeah. I can see that.
The Candyman.
I can totally see the Candyman.
But they're back in LA. So I wonder what impact that's going to have, because remember, well, Chloe Lamar, they said that, okay, we're you know, our show is, you know, on hiatus, or they're quitting their show. So it makes me wonder, now that he's been traded to the Clippers, if the show's going to be back up, if we're going to see another season of Chloe Lamar.
I don't think so. I think I don't know. Eventually. But I think it didn't have so much to do with the fact that he was in Dallas, because they still filmed when they went to Dallas. I think it had to do with the fact that he had problems going on with his dad,
his declining career.
His declining career.
Everything was just a distraction.
Well, he was doing really well until he went with the Mavs, and I think a lot of it had to do with personal issues, which is why he wasn't doing well.
Well, because he's sensitive. He himself is super sensitive, and he felt like he got slapped in the face when he got traded by the Lakers. And he wasn't the only one. Paul Gasol they all got the phone call, but Paul came to work and showed up to train, and Lamar said, you know what, fuck this, you guys are gonna trade me, then I'm gonna go. That trade never fell through. He's the one who requested to go to Dallas, and that's how he ended up going.
Interesting. So, well, the other rumor too was that Kris Kardashian had, you know,
Jenner.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
you guys are the ones saying, oh, poor Bruce. Get the effing name straight.
We are so sorry, Bruce. Jenner. Mrs.
Jenner Communication.
Mrs. Bruce Jenner somehow played a hand in Lamar's trade back to the Clippers. I don't know how true
that
is.
Well, she's his manager.
But not for basketball. She's his manager for all other entities, but not basketball. So I don't know how truth, you know, what truth is behind that. But that's the
publicity
rumor.
Department. Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
The owner, she gets her feet wet and everything.
Exactly.
And let's be real. You know what I mean? Like, the Mavericks got a lot of extra attention from a totally different audience for when Lamar went over there.
Well,
and part of what is so great about the owner, why am I blanking on his name?
Cuban.
Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is like one of the most involved owners in all of the NBA.
Right.
And so I'm sure he was happy to have, you know, new
audience
come. You know, he even was featured on one of the episodes. Yeah. He went and said hi to Chris.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if she had a tiny little hit into the publicity department, or maybe met with the owner.
You never know.
To say, you know, this would be a great thing for you guys.
I'm sure if she did, we're gonna find
out. Well, let's not put it past Mrs. Bruce Jenner to
want to have her family all back together.
It looks like it worked. And finally, do you guys watch TMZ at all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I love TMZ. Watch it faithfully. And Mike Walters from TMZ, and I'm actually working on getting Mike. We're working on getting you in here, Mike Walters. But they had a segment this past week about the Kardashians, and basically he was talking about Kim and Kanye, and Kanye went with Kim to a laser hair removal appointment, basically saying that they go everywhere with each other. And Mike's prediction is that, you know, they might not be getting married anytime soon, but he sees like a baby, you know, a family started in their future very, very soon. So I want to follow that. So
I wouldn't.
You know, and another note, I see things moving fast with them.
I know.
I feel like the day that her divorce papers are signed, I feel like they're going to be engaged. Okay, or something crazy
on their way.
Or something crazy like that.
Kim,
so did you guys see the pictures with Beyonce and Kim? Their
pictures
together.
Yes.
That got a lot of backlash. They were like, oh, B, like, you really, like, were so disappointed in you.
What were they? They were just
standing together?
I think they were at a concert or something together.
They were at the Watch the Throne concert. It was in England, and they were together.
Okay, like, yeah. Because all those rumors were saying that Beyonce refused to take pictures with her. Right. So maybe that was false. Who knows?
But, I refused to even have Kim backstage.
Who knows what the truth is with that one? I don't know. But it looks like we're all done with news and gossip, but we have a little surprise for you guys. Dun, 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 dun. Do we have a sound effect for surprise?
Dun, dun, dun.
Hello. Hello. All right. Well, we actually have the video.
The music video.
We have music video.
There we go.
We've got the music video from the Kardashian clan from their vacation. I think we've got a little clip of it. We want to play it? Can we play it?
On this day, on this day.
That's the wrong show. This is.
That's tomorrow.
It's Biggie.
What?
it's funny. Painful funny.
Oh, so this is the video from the big vacation in Dominican Republic. Kim's got braids. Look at this. Chris got the hat on.
There were a lot of...
What?
No. What is Kim Animal wearing?
Is that a muumuu?
That is a full-on muumuu. I'm not going to lie. I'd probably buy that.
You know, they all coordinated the animal print.
Oh, the animal print. Yeah.
I love all the braids going on.
I love how when white... I love
Look
when
at how pink she is.
I love when white people go on vacation. They love to get braids in their hair.
excuse me, miss. My braids are French.
But they just love, you know, on vacation, getting braids.
Look at my cornrows.
Yeah, I'm going to get
cornrows. Okay, I mean...
What?
Scott.
Oh my
gosh,
Scott!
Scott is hilarious.
I love it.
Oh my god!
This is funny.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, really, Rob? You can do that. You can do that.
Yeah.
Come on, Rob.
Damn, no shame, dude.
For all you guys,
still spanking me at that age.
For all you guys listening on a podcast, we were just reacting to Bruce smacking up Chris's bootay.
Smack it up, flip it down.
Oh no! All right, that was a lot of fun.
Up to get down.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that nice little video that basically rounded out the Kardashians' vacation in the Dominican Republic. We had a good time watching it. We hope you had a good time listening to us reacting to it and watching it. And I think we're done. Are we done?
Are we done?
Yeah. All right.
We're done for today.
Great show.
We're done for today. Great show.
We're going to go watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now.
Yes, tonight. So we're going to go around the room. So what do you guys got going on? Anything fun this week? What's happening?
I'll be in New York.
Yay!
New York! Adrian, what do you got going on?
I didn't even finish
I'm sorry. Susan is going to be in New York, and we're going to let her finish talking. Go ahead.
No, please tweet me. Please tweet me.
Where?
At It's Susan Hahn. Do you want to sing to them?
In It's Susan.
Hahn.
Sorry. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
It's going to be really hot.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You guys can tweet me at Adria Theo. I'm just doing crazy busy errands this week. Nothing too crazy going
crazy
on.
Crazy busy errands. Okay.
Just a lot of appointments.
A lot of appointments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just busy appointment.
Okay.
If you've been keeping up with me, I am on a major beauty fashion reality competition on one of the YouTube partners. You Look Hot. In 2 weeks, you will have to vote for me to win the competition. Make sure you follow me on Twitter for all of the updates. I'm in the top two at Giselle Ugarte.
Yeah, baby.
GisleUgarte. And you'll also find me tomorrow night on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I have to give you a little shout out. We have to put in our votes so Giselle can win. So everybody, please check that out so Giselle can win. Yay!
Team Giselle.
And then hashtag Giselle Ugarte. And finally, I'm Deanna Vaughn. You can reach me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV, and you can catch new episodes from me at GoToGirlTV.com. And I'm doing lots of fun stuff. You know, we'll see what happens. I got a new web series.
Did you really?
Yeah. I got a new web series.
Good.
Yeah, I got a new web series going on, but I haven't started filming it yet, but I will soon. But yeah, that's it, you guys. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.